हेलो।
हाय समीना,
हाय पॉल, आई एम सो सॉरी। आई हैव टू माय ब्रदर वाज कॉलिंग एंड आई वाज जस्ट टेलिंग हिम
नो प्रॉब्लम माय डियर,
समथिंग।
नो नो प्रॉब्लम एट ऑल. वी डोंट नीड टू वर अबाउट स्मॉल स्टफ. ओके ओके. द रीजन द अदर बैच डिडंट गो थ्रू यस्टरडे इज बिकॉज वी मूव वी हैव आई हैव अनदर 25 नो नॉट 25 अ लिटिल बिट लेस देन दैट इन बिटकॉइन in the CoinZone exchange. So I decided to clean up what I have in HBAR, which was about $40 plus the Bitcoin, so we'll complete your payment. But I did not know that CoinZone did not allow me to transfer out our Bitcoins. As you know, we hate Bitcoin. We don't care about it. We don't use it. We don't buy Bitcoin. But someone gave us as a donation, so I received it, but I could not send that to you. It would be easy for you to convert in Tether, no, in ATDT, to cash it. So they didn't allow, and because God gave us a major blessing a couple months ago, when Miguel Perez, my spiritual son, came in and allow him to share his balance in HBAR for me to speculate, to manage, to try to get some extra money. So because his volume is high and ours is very, very little, I was able to make $10,000 in profit in 3 months.
Oh, wow.
And evidently, most of this money is belong to him. But help us to survive until then. And we still have some enough to not avoid any catastrophic stop of the service we have, right? Superbase. Oh, you have more than 100 service, you know. Domains, everything is being renewed perfectly in time. Not perfectly, but for example, yes, I could not pay the digital ocean, was $50 per month, because we didn't have the money. But we have in that particular investment in HBAR, but every time I need to transfer, I need to ask him to come to my office, put his password, and do something for us. He, of course, transferred to us twice more than what we owe. So he's very grateful, but I could not do anything. So he's expecting him to come today. It's already late here. Was supposed to be here early, but if not come today, at no later than tomorrow, I must talk to him, because tomorrow is my first, is our Supreme Convention. It's an annual meeting for the Knights of Columbus. You know that, though, that I am for the Green Knight. Do you? I told you right there.
No, I don't.
You forgot.
I forgot.
Don't connect the dots. But I am a fourth degree brother knight. Is the largest Catholic order, the largest Catholic order for men in the world. So, and I'm the highest possible level, more than 30 years of services to the order. So, and now they elect me a controller of my assembly. I have an assembly that I am a controller, means that I'm gonna have to issue the card, the certificate of good standing, collect all the money for hundreds of brothers. I'm not sure now how many is active or not, but anyway, it's 100, and that is a tremendous responsibility, but a great opportunity for open the door for us, for the ministry, and I'm gonna have to be there. Ideally, you will be there starting today and stay until the end, which is the 7th, but I can't, so my car broke down, so I need to go by metro. It's not a car, as you know, I don't have a car. We just have some donations. Some of the wife of Mr. Garcia gave us an old Nissan that is falling apart, but I was able to work a little bit. But now this the tag, the legal authorization to drive in the state of Maryland is expire. Evidently, I don't want to put $600-$700 to that's the annual fee for the tags here in Maryland. So basically, I cannot use that car anymore. Your car is falling apart anyway. And I can the most I can go is to Walmart, is around the corner. Do you know what's Walmart? Do you?
Walmart?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, well, it's like the biggest, one of the biggest store, like Amazon.
Yeah. Oh, no, exactly the opposite. Walmart has nothing to do with Amazon. Walmart like, is a physical department store. And Amazon, Amazon is never, you cannot go to Amazon.
And no, Walmart, seriously, we cannot.
I'm sorry?
Oh, no, there is no physical store like Amazon?
Amazon is not a physical store at all. There's a zero.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know this.
Amazon has zero physical store.
Oh, okay.
And Walmart has, I would say, thousands and thousands of super stores. So the store so big, they change the whole community. They are the largest employer in the United States. It's not only United States, in several countries, Mexico, Canada, Brazil. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, okay? I mean, anyway, so I'm going to use the car for going to Walmart, which is basically 1 mile from here. So I can go to the woods. The police cannot pick me up. You know, it would be very unlikely. Some officer could stop me. So I can use that, but I got to go to metro. I'm going to take the risk to stop this bad car, in the metro garage. Hopefully the car can stay there and come back to sleep here. So I will not burn any money with the hotel. But anyway, I just digress. Everything is under control. And this week, the reason I told you, please, I need you to clock up, starting now. But you don't need to put the report the way you did. Just give me the total. I trust completely in you. And I don't need, if you have a mistake 1 hour less, I don't care. Just give me a rough number of the total. And the reason. I told you to sign, I want you clocking anyway, but I already, for the first time since the B Providence start, I can tell you are the first person I'm telling at this time that I may not have next Sunday the money to transfer if Miguel is not coming. Of course you're coming, but I cannot guarantee 100%. Like I had the H bar in my hand until yesterday. I gave the last transfer for you yesterday. So as soon as we transfer a new balance to the exchange that I control, it's the CoinZoom, then I can guarantee you the payment for Sunday night. Very likely I'm gonna send your payment Sunday night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's totally fine, Paul.
But I need you to start clocking again, Samina, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing it. Okay. I wanted to show you something. Yeah. I wanted to show you something. So I was doing some stuff.
Oh, weekly mystery. You are trying to do. Let me open here. Well, we're going to have a lot of to work. I understand.
Yeah.
But if I decide to move on and go to the convention, I need to prepare my jacket, my clothing, all kind of stuff.
Okay.
But you can keep moving as fast as you can, especially can finish the proofreading. I'm holding here. Oh, that is for a table for the index, the final index, right?
But so
you must start with Tuesday. You cannot start Monday.
I will do that. I was just having something in my mind, so I made
that's a very
table.
Good idea.
So I made a table. There was also color, and then the There was color and then
Yes,
like
I
a part
you
of
see the space you have, the space you have under the table, Foundational Ministry, is a loss of space. We can use this for something else. For example, you can just remove the column. The reason I ask you to remove is because you can put the column for Tuesday, then centralize the date and the center of the in the center of the line. No, don't worry about that. I help. I will have the money. But the idea is to have the mystery set. Hold on. Because I wanna put some keyword beside the.
Oh, also keywords.
Some two, three keywords.
Okay.
So then you will not have space here to do. Hold on. I need to think about. Okay.
Okay.
Perhaps the table. But it's a good way
or
to
maybe we are, or maybe where we have the second column under the for example foundational mysteries, we can have key
and also we must put first mystery, second mystery in with numbers, not the first, the second. Just put first one ST, 2 SD, you know what I mean?
Not day.
No, put the first, the second, the third number.
Okay.
To emphasize that is the third foundational mystery, that is the first foundational, so people can have the idea for the sequence.
Okay, okay.
And also I want you to put the weekly mystery navigation guide in chronological order. Can you add those two words?
Okay.
In chronological order. So it will start. Also, you need to put under Tuesday.
Yeah, I see that mistake, yeah.
Yeah, but you need to put another additional explanation. Inside the Tuesday or the weekly day, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you must put first set, second set, third set.
Okay.
So you repeat it. First set of mysteries, second set of mysteries. So you repeat that over and over again together with the day of the week.
Okay.
So that's the people you understand why Tuesday is on the top. Because it is the first set. Make sense with you?
Okay.
Make
sense? Okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
We don't have space to put the keywords.
Okay.
I want to put some keywords in for some, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And also the eschatological ministry, second coming. It need keywords. For example, second coming is not necessarily the title for that. That would be the end of the world.
Okay.
And then second coming, resurrection will be a keyword. Purgatory.
Okay. I will try to think about something and maybe have something ready. Maybe by the time we speak. Next, and I will let you get ready for the...
Yeah, definitely that I need to work with you.
Okay, yeah.
It will be a challenge.
Yeah, I am actually really excited this how this thing turns out. So.
Oh, my dear. You put the Blessed Marriage on the third mystery for Foundational? Do you remember that we changed that?
We did.
Of course. And do you remember you put King David legacy?
I think there might be some...
The
Davidic
kingdom. is crucial to replace that Blessed Mary's. We lost that position for King David because of his importance, and then we kept the Holy Family marriage.
I'm going to fix thing. It was just like something I was just doing it last night.
Okay. Besides that, the Davidic kingdom that was not part of the.
Yeah.
Are you now confident? You know by memory all the mysteries except the kingdom, the King David, because I just refresh your memory right now. But all other, do you believe you remember?
I think so, but I'm not going to say that I'm 100% sure right now because I am focusing on something, and if you ask me the question, then I'm just going to get blank for a few minutes.
Okay.
Then,
I think your lotus cake and another under $1 million gift must wait.
I used to be really good with multitasking, and I used to remember things. Oh, that was something like this. But now, if two things come like in once, then I just get confused and I lose my focus. I was just speaking to my brother, and I was telling him that how hard things are sometimes, and he was just saying, "Stay strong. Everything will get better soon." So.
No problem. What is the chastise the father gives the daughters in the school in Pakistan? When the daughter take bad note in school, what they do here? They put a corn. They ground the girl or the boy. Do you know how the fathers do in the United States to chastise their children? They ground. Do you know what a ground?
Yeah. Like they ground. When they say you are grounded.
Yes. They need to be in the corner of the room, or in the past they put the nail down and put some corn in the floor so they can get discomfort. What is in Pakistan? What is the chastise for Christians? Not the Muslims. Muslims are demons. But what is the chastise for dads and mothers in Pakistan?
We used to get spankings.
Spanking with the sandals, something.
Anything, whatever my mother catches at that instant. If she is in the kitchen, then the roller thing, the for making bread. If she is somewhere.
Oh my goodness! But that could hurt seriously.
She's just going to scare.
I see. Okay.
And since I was always like the happy, I was the happiest in any situation, like especially in the disastrous one where everybody is keeping quiet, I would start laughing. So I used to get in trouble because I am smiling and my siblings are going to assume and they will say, oh, she's smiling, she's the culprit, go get her. So I was always getting in trouble because I used to find the disastrous or situations like this very funny, so I would smile out of nowhere, and then that would make me, even if my brother did something, since I am smiling, so I am the culprit. So it has been crazy.
I'm always
telling my nephews now that I used to get in a lot of trouble even if I didn't do anything, just because I was laughing in really awkward situations. But yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna ground you for five minutes, okay?
Okay.
If in the next 2.5 years you don't remember all the 35 mysteries by memory.
Okay. Okay, Paul.
But if in 2.5 years you don't remember, I'm gonna buy a roll. What's it called for the roll for cooking, for preparing
the roller.
The roller, what they call roller for down.
I think so.
I'm gonna buy one.
Okay.
And I'm gonna send a picture for you. I know you're gonna be very scary.
I am going to be.
Okay, Disamine, I love you, my dear. Okay.
I love you too, Paul. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. So let me see. I would love to do the correction, but I'm afraid if I stay.
I just made something really rough. Like, it's nothing that I'm going to put it. I just wanted to have an
no,
idea.
No, but we need. That's part of the third micro session. Remember?
Yeah, I'm going to maybe pages number.
Of course, the page. You never put a real page right now. Never.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. The final correction in the book are page numbers. Final.
Yeah, I just made something really. The first draft.
I'm gonna help with that, but that's exactly what we need. You know, just one. Okay. That's better because it was one single page.
Yeah.
I thought this final index would be. In this case, Amina, I think we should put that at the end of the book. We don't need a third section. We don't need. Can you open the book, please?
Yeah, I'm in the book.
Can you go to the final page?
Yeah, the last one?
Uh-huh, the cover. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see the... Hold on. I'm loading because my computer is open with so many browsers.
It's okay, Paul. We can do it tomorrow, maybe.
No. I need to decide right now. That's very easy decision. I just need to see the book.